The Twin Cities Jazz Fest 2025 is fast approaching, with events beginning as early as this Thursday, June 19th. But kicking off the main stage events on Friday the 20th at 4 p.m. is Adi Yeshaya Jazz Orchestra featuring Jennifer Grimm. I got Adi Yeshaya on the phone to chat about it.
I played several of the jazz festivals in the past with Debbie Duncan. I haven't done this for a few years, and I'm really happy to be asked to get back into the, you know, into the circle.
The team up with Jennifer Grimm is now going well.
It's a great match. You know, I was working with her on a project 2 years ago, basically taking her Judy Garland tribute show, turning it into a symphony show so she can book it with symphony orchestras around the world. And in the process of working with her, I just came up with the idea of reviving the old big band with Debbie and put Jennifer in front and write some new arrangements. And so far, so good. We're keeping this going. We even went to Birdland once last year, and we're going to go there again this summer.
I asked Adi Yeshaya if it's difficult to keep a large group going these days.
I think it was even harder back in the 90s because in order to get the kind of publicity that we needed, I used to print those postcards and put them on tables every show, asking people to put their mailing addresses and then print a lot of materials and send it to people. Now it's so simple because you can just post stuff. We also came to the realization that jazz is not really a lucrative business. We are not making the kind of money that we would be making playing shows or playing recording sessions. But it's labor of love that everybody's willing to do for much less in order to play the music. So I find this to be, if not easier, just as easy.
Adi told me about his approach to a big band, or more precisely, jazz orchestra.
For one thing, with standard jazz big band, the writing is a lot of times very clear as far as sections. You hear the saxophone section very clearly and the trumpet and trombone section. And with my writing, I try to be a little more flexible about this, that sometimes you hear the complete sections, but even the fact that you don't have a complete size trombone section, just the fact that it can be blended so nicely with other instruments, and the saxophone players are playing also woodwinds, so you can have different kind of colors. It's a little different than real traditional big band. I mean, the more modern jazz big bands did use a lot of combination of instruments that way. You know, the role models that I'm following have a little more contrapuntal kind of writing than your typical dance jazz big bands, you know. When I formed that group back in the 90s, for a couple different reasons, I decided to form a group that is smaller than the traditional jazz big band. So we are 12 pieces opposed to 16 or 17. For one thing, I like the sound. I like the fact that we can always kind of merge into small group kind of playing while we're keeping a large group going and have the flexibility. With the kind of writing that I'm doing these days, I feel that I'm straying a little bit from the traditional sounding of a big band. And that's the reason I started calling it jazz orchestra.
I also asked Adi what else he's up to lately.
I actually just worked with a big band in Europe for a series of concerts featuring a beautiful artist named Marius Preda. Marius is multi-instrumentalist, and he's going to be featured on a cimbalom, which is an ancient Romanian instrument, combination of string and percussion instrument, with a Paradox big band in Holland, which I'm wow. Totally looking forward to this. Hopefully there are going to be some live streams, or I'll update you if that comes up.
We look forward to that. But I also got some final thoughts about the Jazz Fest.
I love the fact that we have an international jazz festival in town. It's been a success for so many years. And every year I participated in this was a special year for me. And it's so nice to get back to that circle. And it's a nice hang for a couple of days, you know. Just great, great atmosphere.
Once again, Adi Yeshaya Orchestra with Jennifer Grimm kicks off the main stage concerts in Mears Park in downtown St. Paul this Friday, June 20th at 4 p.m. I'm Sam Keenan. Thanks so much to Adi Yeshaya for chatting with me.